One of the great things about best music writing as a volume is that it tells you about the state of the art. And our art is in total flux at the moment.
In the last few years, a lot of people would argue that rock criticism has taken a big hit with the decline of the publishing industry and the fact that now anyone can be a music critic as easily as they can start a blog. But for Ann Powers, the guest editor of this year's DiCapo Best Music Writing Collection, changes in the industry are more of an opportunity than a crisis. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Every year since 2000, the editors of the DiCapo Best Music Writing Collection have been combing through magazines, newspapers, and blogs, and picking a few articles for publication. It's a serious process, and for the last 5 years, it's been overseen by series editor Daphne Carr. This year, she's teamed up with guest editor and LA Times chief pop critic Ann Powers. Past guest editors have included Matt Groening, Nick Hornby, and Mickey Hart, who each put their stamp on their editions. And Ann Power told FUV's Nora Flaherty that for her, the word of the day was diversity.
Did we have an agenda? I mean, agenda makes it sound so cold. This is how I live. These are my people. This is what I believe in. And these are the subjects that I care about and what I want to read. These voices I want to hear. So came very naturally to me to want to include pieces that were strongly, that were not just by different, you know, people of different races, sexual persuasions, genders, class positions, but that spoke about that stuff, that came from those places,
right,
that had that language.
What were some of your favorite pieces that were in this collection this year?
Oh, I have, it's hard. They're all, I feel like they're all my, I hate the, would hate to say something
they're
like,
all my children.
They're all my children.
I'm not throwing any
well,
off the train.
You know, and I would say, I really, on some level, I love, and, you know, for better or worse, I really love Tim Quirk's piece. You know, it was a viral media sensation. It's basically, his account of his Warner Brothers statement, royalty statement for his old band. He was briefly on a major label, and he at the time was working at a music corporation and was able to get at the actual data of his royalty statements and what the accounting should be, and held that against what this piece of paper said. And it was, you know, it's really just kind of like, are you being honest? Let's be real here. And it's really funny and just kind of very punk rock.
You could power a city with this. I am useless, I am a mess. I am the smallest giant ever. I am the smallest giant ever. Don't know how long it's gonna last. Everything's moving fast. I am the smallest giant ever. I am the
That's Tim Quirk's old band, Too Much Joy, with Crush Story, and Lady Gaga with Bad Romance. Best Music Writing 2010 is out now from DiCapo Press. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online at WFUV.org.